Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. Well, today is special because this week we'll have the conclusion of I Love a Mystery, The Million Dollar Curse, as parts 8 through 15 from 1949. If you haven't heard the first one, go back and listen to that, and then this one will make a whole lot more sense. So here we go with A Million Dollar Curse.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller,
take them up. Would you like a chunk of lead in your middle?
Well, not me, fella.
Then don't move a finger. Hoppy.
That's me.
I got them covered. Fan them.
Sure, with pleasure.
Don't waste no time. This ain't no picnic.
What about the skirt?
No, don't you touch me.
Leave the skirt alone.
It's a nice skirt.
Leave the skirt alone.
Well, ain't that what I'm doing? These guys ain't got no rods.
I could have told you that.
He could have told us that. Ain't he the comedian?
Hey, looky, my arms is getting tired.
Keep them up. Hoppy.
Shall I bump them off?
No, tie them up.
But what we want to tie him up for? We come out here to bump him off.
We can't bump nobody off in the presence of the skirt.
We could if we bumped the skirt off, too.
We ain't got no orders to bump no skirt off.
Yeah, besides, she's a nice skirt. Ain't you, babe?
You keep your hands off me.
Oh, a skirt with a temper.
Hoppy, tie them birds up.
May I make a suggestion?
No, you can't make no suggestion.
Well, then may I ask a question?
No, you can't ask no question.
Well, your three pals here are liable to die on your hands if you don't get them to a doctor.
You mean their height bad?
Yes.
That's their hard luck.
Yeah, but if their height bad...
That's their hard luck. We got our orders to bump these three guys off and bury them.
Three?
That's orders.
Yeah, but it's only two of them.
Aye, that's right. Hey, where's the other mug?
Well, I can tell you that, fella.
Yes, yes, we can tell you where he is. He's in that wrecked car, dead.
Yeah?
Yes, dead. And you can blame yourselves for it.
Well, ain't that too bad now?
We think so.
Well, don't feel too bad, mister. His troubles is all over. And you still got yours coming. Well, what are you standing there for, Hoppy? I told you to tie them up.
That's right. I thought there was something you told me to do. I was trying to remember.
We'll do it.
Shall I tie up the skirt first?
Leave the skirt alone.
Ain't we gonna tie up the skirt at all?
No.
That's too bad. I sure would like to tie up that skirt. Put your hands behind you, bud.
How about it, Jack?
He's got a gun on us.
Well, I sure don't like it. Why, you double-jointed city cat.
Put your hands behind you.
Better someday I'm gonna take you apart.
That's better.
Put your hands up, both of you.
Hey, the skirt's got a gun.
Sonny, you crazy little idiot, drop that gun.
I won't. I can shoot as good as he can.
Drop that gun, sister, or I will make a sieve out of you.
I won't. I'll shoot if you do.
Hoppy.
A gun-toting skirt.
Take that gun away from her.
You mean I can go for her?
Get that gun.
With pleasure.
No. No, don't come any closer.
I ain't mixed with a skirt never so long.
Sonny, throw the gun away. You hear? Throw it away.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, let go of me.
Give me that rock.
I won't. I won't.
You got the gun?
Yeah, and I also got the scoit.
Now, hurry up and put the ropes on these two guys so we can get going.
I told you not to try to use that gun.
Somebody's got to do something.
Sonny, it's just like I told Arthur the other night. When you pull out a gun, you got to shoot right off. On the kind of folks, they just don't monkey around with shooting arms.
Now put your arms back of you, and this time, do it.
And don't waste no more time. We got to get out of here.
Doc?
Yeah?
I think the British are coming.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No fooling.
What are they talking about, Hoppy?
One of them just said the British are coming.
What does that mean?
Search me. I got one of them tied.
Well, hurry up with the other one.
Yes, won't be long now.
And me all tied up like a sack of potatoes.
It's all right, I'm still free.
But not for long. Put your hands behind you.
Get him, Reggie.
I've got him, Jack.
Hey, Hoppy.
I'll take your Hoppy.
Hey, look out.
Atta boy, Jack. You got him first crack.
How are you coming, Reggie?
Oh, I went down like a pole, Doc. Nothing to it at all.
But Reggie, you were unconscious.
Oh, I say I didn't have to stay that way, did I?
Well, good work, fella. You come to, you took in the situation, and you did just what was right and proper.
Right. Ooh, still a bit dizzy, though.
Well, after that bump you got in the wreck, it's not surprising.
Sure, I did take a flying, didn't I? What about those other chappies?
Well, we've got to get them to a hospital.
Only now we got five bodies instead of just three. And by the way, would somebody get these ropes off of me?
All right, I'll turn around.
Yeah. Where do you suppose these last two guys come from anyway, Jack?
Well, you heard what they said.
Yeah, that they was out here to berries.
There you are.
Yeah, thanks.
Apparently, there were two more of the same gang that had been waiting out here in the desert for the others to bring us along.
Right, then there was to be a firing squad, and we were to be thrown into a hole in the sand and covered up.
No.
Hey, honey, what you shivering about?
Oh, what is it? What's going on?
Well, Sonny, it looks to me as though we were beginning to get under the surface of the Richard curse.
But what's this to do with the curse?
Maybe a lot.
I don't understand.
Well, supposing I'd been shot in the park the other night, or the three of us had disappeared, or our bodies had been found out here in the desert. What would you have thought?
Oh, yes.
Yes. If you hadn't known all that's happened, you'd have said the Richard curse had caused our deaths. You'd have believed we died because we were associated with you.
Yes, but this is different. Someone's deliberately trying to kill you. All the others have been accidental.
Been made to look accidental, you mean?
You mean...
I mean that I think this same gang that tried to lay us away tonight are responsible for at least some of the deaths that took place before we came into the picture.
But that's not a curse.
Hardly. Hey, where'd Doc and Reggie go?
They're taking the bodies over to my car on the highway. Oh. But, Jack, why?
What do you mean, why?
If a gang of men are killing people close to me, there must be some reason for it.
Yes, we're going to start looking for that reason.
But the curse...
There isn't any curse, and there never has been.
Oh, but you're wrong. It's been in my family for generations.
Who told you that?
My father.
You might have found something better to do. When did he tell you?
Well, he didn't exactly tell me. He left it for me in a letter attached to his will.
Your father's attorney, Leslie Marks, gave you that letter when the will was read?
Yes, Leslie gave it to me.
Was it in your father's handwriting?
No, it was typewritten, but it was signed. I know my father's signature.
And you didn't know anything about the curse until you read that letter?
No.
Do you still have the letter?
Yes. Yes, I have it at home.
Hmm. I'd like to have a look at it when we get back.
If you wish.
Do you know the condition of your estate?
But that's absurd. Leslie...
It's not absurd. Nothing's absurd when people are being killed like flies around you. And I don't trust that Marks fellow any further than I could throw an elephant by the tail.
But if he wanted my estate, it would be me he wanted dead, wouldn't it?
Well, you're the last person in the world he'd want dead. Especially if he's been looting the estate.
No, I don't understand.
Because if you were dead, he'd have to make an accounting to the court. And if he's been using your money, he'd go to jail for it.
Oh. Oh, yes.
But that still doesn't explain why he'd want the men close to you out of the way.
No. No, I think you're all wrong about Leslie. I'm sure of it.
Unless he... Look, Sonny, did your father's will say anything about all property reverting to you immediately in case you got married?
No. Merely that Leslie was to be my executor until I'd reached the age of 25. Why did you say that?
Well, if he had to turn the estate over to you when you married, then naturally he'd do everything in his power to drive off all eligible men.
But my marrying doesn't change a thing.
Oh, so we can forget that. Well, this is going to take some thinking over.
Well, Jack, if you can really prove it isn't the curse...
I've already done that to my satisfaction.
But proof. I want to be convinced. I've got to.
Well, you better stop worrying about the curse and start worrying about something really serious.
Serious?
Yes, and it's my guess that it's Leslie Marks.
Jack, I know you're mistaken. I know you are.
Well, somebody's surrounding you with gangsters and gunmen. Somebody's bound and determined you're going to live alone and like it. You proved that tonight.
Well, I don't understand it.
Oh, but you're beginning to believe it, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
You were going to marry Phil Terry. Where's he? Cripple in the hospital. You're beginning to show an interest in Roger and in Freddie. Where are they? Buried. You and I announced our engagement. With good luck, I'm still here, but that wasn't because someone didn't try to slow me up.
Yes. Yes, there's something.
Well, there isn't something. It's somebody. And from now on, we don't let up until we run him down.
Well, who are we going to run down now?
Oh, it's you, Doc.
Yeah. And while you two been a-standing there gabbing, me and Reggie done ourselves a job.
Get all the bodies loaded in the car?
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Okay, let's get started back to town.
I don't know where anyone's going to sit. The entire back is occupied by the unconscious.
Well, that's okay. Sonny can drive. You ride in the front seat with her, Reggie. Doc and I'll hang on the running board.
Hey, what's Reggie done to get a break like that?
He got thrown out of the wreck on his head.
And a little thing like that gets him the front seat back to town?
Oh, I say, Doc, you take it.
I should say not. You're riding with me, Reggie. Get in.
Thank you. Righto. And that settles that.
We ready to start?
Yes, yeah, start the motor. Oh, here, wait a minute.
Hey, what's the matter now?
Just a minute. I've got to get back to the wreck.
Say, what's that for? Darned if I know. Got some kind of a bee in his bonnet.
Hmm. Think we should go, too?
I don't reckon. Sonny.
Yes?
I heard some of the things Jack said to you. You convinced now that this here little old Richard curse of yours is a lot of hogwash?
Oh, I want to.
Well, then just go ahead and believe it, because it's true.
It's so mixed up. But I will tell you this.
Yeah?
There's been a knot of fear twisted up in my stomach for almost a year now. And for the first time, it isn't there anymore.
Now you're talking, fella.
Oh, here he comes back.
It didn't take him long. But what'd you go back for, fella?
Sonny, this may be important.
What's the matter?
Do you know a man named Donald Robert Lincoln?
Donald Robert Lincoln?
Yes, think hard.
I don't have to. Of course I know
him. Who is he? What is he?
He's one of the richest men in San Diego.
Yes, but what connection has he got with you?
Oh, I don't know. He was a friend of my father's in the old days.
He was? How close a friend?
Why, next to Leslie Marks, the closest friend he had, I think.
Great, now we're getting somewhere.
But what does Donald Robert Lincoln have to do with this?
That's his automobile that's wrecked over there.
Hey.
Oh, no, Jack.
You mean he's head of the gang that tried to take us for a ride tonight?
That's what we're going to ask him.
Oh, but it couldn't be Mr. Lincoln.
I'll know more about that when we've had a little talk with the old boy.
Bill, you should have seen that wrecked car. It's a wonder anyone came out alive.
Well, that's mighty funny. I'm especially interested in how it happened that Jack, Doc, and Reggie came through that wreck with hardly a scratch, and the three gunmen ended up with busted heads and broken bones.
Just a lucky chance, I guess.
Oh, okay, hardly that.
What do you mean, York?
It's all very simple. You see, we were expecting the accident, and we were ready for it, and the other three men weren't.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all, Phil. That's the way it was.
Will you tell me how you can get ready for an auto wreck?
I don't mind. It's the principle, you know, of centrifugal force. I mean to say, when a speeding car spins and turns over, it's a bit like a whirling phonograph record. Anything near the outer edges flies off, but the nearer the center of the spin you are, the less violent the action.
Reggie, how do you get to the center of a whirling, crashing automobile?
Well, the chap in the front seat lies down on the floor and wedges himself up under the dashboard, his knees braced against the front seat. And the man in the back seat should drop to the floor and cling to the footrest.
That really works?
Well, you're still taking a bally lot of chances, of course, but Jack, Doc, and I have come through at least three such wrecks that way.
I wish someone had told me that a year ago, before I went over the cliff.
Quite. I wish they had.
I've told you before not to use that tone of voice to me. I hate sympathy.
I'm sorry.
You haven't told me yet where Doc Long and Jack Packard are.
Well, we'll have to tell you everything that's happened in the last 2 hours for you to understand.
Never mind. Tell me that later. Where are they now?
Doc is down at the police emergency hospital. Jack's gone to see Mr. Donald Robert Lincoln.
Donald Robert Lincoln?
Yes.
You mean old Money Bags Lincoln?
Yes.
Why? What's Packard got to do with him? Does he expect... Who's that?
Shall I go to the door and see?
Who is it?
It's Leslie Marksville.
Leslie?
I didn't expect to find anyone else here. If I'm intruding...
Of course he's not intruding, is he, Phil?
No, no. As long as you're here, you might as well stay.
Thanks, Phil.
Cut the Phil stuff, Marks. My last name's Terry.
Very well, Terry.
Why the sudden visit?
You're surprised?
Well, why shouldn't I be? First time you've been to see me since I came to this hospital.
Well, Terry, as a matter of fact, I came to see you about Sonny here.
Sonny?
What do you mean, Leslie? Why did you come to see Phil about me?
Well, if you must know, Sonny, I wanted to discuss your engagement to Jack Packard with Phil.
Why should you do that?
Yeah, why should I discuss Sonny's engagement to another man with you, Marks?
I certainly don't intend to say anything in front of the present group, especially York here.
Fine. Would you like me to leave?
You stay right where you are, Reggie.
What about it, Phil?
Yeah, stick around. By the way, Marks, Reggie and Sonny were just telling me a little story when you came in. Maybe you'd like to hear it, too.
Maybe I would. Go ahead.
Leslie, did you know that three men in police uniforms came in here a couple of hours ago, and they pretended to arrest Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
What's that?
Quite. For the murder of Fish Evans.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, then, of course, you didn't know that when those officers got the boys outside, they turned out to be three gunmen, intent on taking them for a ride.
Are you being serious?
Bloody serious, Marks.
Go ahead, tell them what happened, Reggie.
They loaded us into a car and took us out on the desert. They had our final resting place all picked out for us, and just before we arrived, Jack reached over and spun the steering wheel and wrecked the car.
Deliberately wrecked a speeding car?
Right.
Well, what happened?
Well, our three captors were knocked about a bit. Jack, Doc, and I escaped with minor bruises.
That's remarkable.
Not at all. We knew how to protect ourselves.
But if you wrecked the car, how did you get back to town so quickly? How far out were you?
No, 10 or 15 miles, I should judge. Fortunately, Sonny here had the good sense to trail our car.
Sonny, you did that?
Yes.
I see. And what became of the gunmen?
Well, we were on the point of landing them into Sonny's car and returning to town when two more of the ballet brutes showed up.
What's that? You didn't tell me that.
And we hadn't got that part of the story yet. They threw guns on us and seemed intent on completing the execution.
They were part of the same gang?
Apparently.
You were there at that time, Sonny?
Yes. One of them was in favor of killing me, too.
Killing you?
Sonny, in heaven's name, child, supposing that they had killed you.
Well, supposing they had.
No, Sonny, you've got to have a guard after this.
I've got all the guard I need.
You haven't any guard at all.
Jack, Doc, and Reggie are doing pretty well.
Never mind that. What happened?
The boys went to work on them. That's what happened.
But they were dangerous killers.
No, they weren't so dangerous when Jack and Reggie finished with them.
I see.
York.
Yes, Mr. Marks.
You men seem to know your business.
If you're talking about fighting, I agree with you.
Yes. But I suppose there was a certain element of luck in your favor.
It takes more than luck. Just look at you.
So you had five bodies to bring in instead of three.
The whole back of my car was full of bodies. You should have seen the police sergeant's eyes bug out when we brought him out to the car.
What do you have to say?
We told him we'd picked up the five in an auto accident out on the desert. And we thought he might be interested.
I say, yeah. He took one look at them and we were his friends for life.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems that three of our bodies were very badly wanted for smuggling across the Mexican border.
He said that?
He said more than that. One of them is wanted on an old murder charge, and the other one is wanted by the federal men on a narcotic indictment.
Quite a haul.
After that, you boys should have a pretty fine standing with the police in this part of the state.
Oh, you think they won't?
We'll know more about that when Doc gets back. He's still down there giving them our story.
They let you two go?
Yes, we wanted to get back up here and relieve Phil's mind. See, it all started right here in the room, and I knew Phil would be worried.
It's thoughtful of you. You said Doc Long was at the station. Where's Jack Packard?
Oh, we dropped Jack off at Donald Robert Lincoln's.
You dropped Packard off where?
That's right, at Mr. Lincoln's home.
Why?
Well, Jack made a very interesting discovery. I don't see any reason for keeping it to ourselves, do you, Sonny?
No, he didn't say to keep it secret.
Great. We discovered the car used by the gangsters in carting us out to the desert was one belonging to Mr. Lincoln.
What are you saying?
Bit of a blow, huh?
The gangster's car belonged to Donald Robert Lincoln? And Packard's gone to beard the man in his den?
Oh, Jack can take care of himself.
Wasn't he a friend of your father's, Sonny?
Yes.
He'd better be able to take care of himself. That fellow Lincoln is no one to play around.
I realize you're only the butler and you have your orders, but I'll give you one more chance. Do I get in to see Donald Robert Lincoln?
No.
Well, you asked for it. I'm sorry, but there's no time to argue. And I better roll you behind the curtain so as not to upset the household. There you are. Sleep sweet. Yeah, let's see now. He said the library. This should be it.
Jenkins, I said I didn't want to be disturbed. Stop it! Who's fiddling with that door?
If you look up from your work, you might be surprised.
What's that?
Yes.
Who are you? What are you doing in my library?
Now, don't get up.
How did you get in here? Jenkins!
No use calling for Jenkins. He's sound asleep on the floor behind the drapes in the hall.
Is this a robbery?
No.
Then get out.
Not yet. We've got some talking to do.
People don't enter my house at will. You'll be behind bars before you're 24 hours older.
Maybe. Now will you let me talk for a minute?
Well, say it and get out.
Mr. Lincoln, you're one of the most prominent men in this section of the state.
What of it?
You have a good name, wife, two or three nearly grown children.
What are you getting at?
It'd be a pretty terrific thing to have that good name come tumbling down in ruins, wouldn't it?
I'm beginning to see.
You are?
Blackmail.
Wrong again.
So you say.
Lincoln, do you own a big black Roadmaster car?
I do.
Where is it?
In my garage, naturally.
No, it isn't.
I say it is.
And I say it isn't. I was around looking in your garage before I came in to see you.
Just a minute. We'll see about this. Hello, Higgins. Is the Roadmaster in the garage? It's not. Well, where... Oh. All right, that's all. I was mistaken. The car's in the service garage down at the corner having new tires put on it.
No, it isn't.
I say it is.
I'll lay you a bet of 100 to 1 it's not.
Say, who are you? What do you care where my car is?
100 to 1.
Take it. I should be dialing the police station instead of a garage.
Well, I notice you're dialing the garage.
Hello, service garage. This is Donald Robert Lincoln talking. You've got my Roadmaster down there putting new tires on it? It's there now? You're sure about that? That's all I want to know. The car's down there just as I said it was. Now get out of here.
They told you that at the garage?
They did.
Then either they lied like thieves or else you're putting up a mighty good front.
If you've got anything to say, say it and get out.
Very well, I will.
I'm a busy man.
Tonight, three gunmen took three men for a ride out on the desert. The car was completely demolished. That car was your Roadmaster.
Are you from police headquarters?
No.
Are you from the insurance company?
No.
Are you one of the gunmen?
No, I'm one of the men who was taken on that ride.
What are you doing here?
Well, first I want to know why gangsters are using your car.
If what you say is true, then the car must have been stolen from the service garage.
But they said the car was still there.
Then they must be in collusion with the gangsters.
Maybe. Next, I want to know what your relationship with Sonny Richards is.
Sonny Richards?
Now, don't tell me you don't know her, because I know you do. You were a close friend of her father, James Richards.
You're talking about his daughter?
I am.
I haven't seen the girl since her father's death.
You have no interest in the financial side of her estate?
I believe that is handled in its entirety by Leslie Marks, her attorney.
You know Marks?
Yes.
What kind of a man is he?
He has a reputation beyond reproach.
Lincoln, there's something that stinks to high heaven in this neighborhood. I wonder if it isn't you.
You. Get out of my house.
Your reputation and wealth would go a long way toward covering up any dirty work you might be engaged in.
Go on, keep talking.
You might very easily be...
Get him, Higgins!
What the...
Oh!
Open that door.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Sure. Where do you suppose this goes to? Blacker than the inside of your hat.
Never mind. Spider.
Yeah?
Get that flashlight out of him.
Sure. Why don't we finish the job right here and get out of our way?
Make too much noise. Where do we get down to the basement?
Yeah.
So that's where we're going. Down in the basement.
Looks like it.
Come on, Donham. Steps with you.
But it's dark down there, Phil.
Spider's got the flash on you. What more do you want?
Well, I can't see where I'm walking. For all I know, I'm stepping off into space.
You heard me. Get going.
Come on, Doc.
Well, if you say so, Jack.
Listen, Doc.
Yeah?
Dive down the stairs.
Dive?
Come on. Move along. We ain't got all day.
Get out of the beam of that flashlight. We'll have to take a chance.
Ain't we liable to bust him?
We'll have to chance it.
Hit that spot on him, Spider.
Let's go. Hey. Doc, are you hurt? Where are you?
I'm okay.
Come on. There must be an outside basement door.
Yeah, let's go.
Tiptoes. Keep it quiet.
Hey, Spider, where are you?
There I am.
Well, keep with me with that flashlight.
As long as we can keep out of the flash, we're okay.
Here's the door.
Attaboy.
Door. Locked.
No key?
No. Look up. Throwing that light around. Crouch down.
I see some junk over yonder.
You think we can get behind it?
Let's try. Come on.
Well, they've got to be down here. There ain't no way for them to get out.
I told you we should have pumped them upstairs.
Did you lock the door at the top of the stairs like I told you?
Yeah.
Then there ain't no way they can get out. They gotta be hiding around here, back of some of this junk.
I thought this house was empty.
Sure.
And what's all this stuff doing down here?
Well, somebody's using it for a storeroom, looks like. Let them have it the minute you spot them.
Yeah, like hunting jackrabbits in a brush.
Hey, swing your flash over that way.
Huh. Door. Must be another room.
Yeah. Furnace room, maybe. Let's have a gander.
Whew. Frankly, standing right on top of us.
Yeah. Now we got a minute breather while they're in there. Can you do anything but opening that door?
Well, I can try.
Hurry up. Make it quiet.
Yeah. You stay here.
Wait.
Huh?
Too late. Here comes the flashlight.
Hey, fella. What we gonna do? Just lie here under this stuff and let them dig us out?
Got any suggestions?
Well, I don't aim to be shot down without a fight.
Hold it. Here they come.
Let's jump them when they get close enough.
All right. Wait until the last minute, though.
Well, there's nothing to do but kick around in this junk until we find him.
Yeah, wait till the boss hears about this.
He ain't going to hear unless you shoot off your mouth. Them guys are here and we're going to find him.
Giving us a split.
Jack, what was that? Who done that?
Someone shot through that basement window.
Shot at two gunmen?
Looks like it. See if you can find Spider's flashlight.
Yeah. What do you suppose happened? Gang war?
Oh, never mind that. Help me find that flashlight.
Yeah. Dagnabbit.
Now what's the matter?
Oh, I fell over one of them gun toters. Hey, here it is.
Well, you got flash?
Yeah. Okay to turn it on?
Well, let's chance it. Here, give it here.
Yeah.
There.
Holy jumping toad frog. Look at him.
Hold that flash a minute.
Uh-huh. Hey, fella. Those two look like they've been shot with a box of tacks.
Sawed-off shotgun from a distance.
Sawed-off shotgun, huh?
Yes, from that distance they were sprayed with shot. Neither one of them's badly hurt.
They sure are unconscious, though.
They won't be for long. Get some of that rope over there and help me tie them up.
You going to take them with us?
No, we can't be bothered.
Yeah. Here's some rope.
All right, go to work.
Yeah.
How far is Sonny's house from here, do you know?
Oh, middle of the next block over, way I figure it.
Good. Hey, come on with your man.
Yeah, I got his feet tied up. Working on his hand.
Step on it.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want to know about Sonny's house for?
That's where we're going.
We are? Well, there he is.
All right, come on. We've wasted too much time now.
Hey, didn't you hear Spider say that he had locked the door at the head of the stairs?
I got the key. Hurry up. Wait a minute. Come on.
What we in such hurry about?
I'll tell you later. Outside with you.
We taking the car?
Might as well. I'll drive. Get in.
Go to it, fella. Turn here, Jack.
See Sonny's house?
There she is, in the next block.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, pile out.
Let's go. I got the key, fella. Where to now?
Upstairs to Arthur's room.
To Arthur? Well, what's the kid got to do with this? He's in bed with broken arm.
Maybe he is, maybe he's not. Come on.
That's his room.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Hello, Arthur. Shut the door, Doc.
Yeah. What are you fellas doing here?
Why, Arthur, son, we live here.
Yeah?
Yes. We just dropped in to see how you were feeling.
So what?
So we'd like to have you tell us.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, what's this telephone doing in this room?
Sonny brought it up for me. It just plugs into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I use it?
There's other telephones in the house.
But I want to use this one.
Well, go on and use it, then.
Thanks.
Who are you calling, Jack?
Police department.
What's that for?
You interested, Arthur?
Say, you mugs, if you think you've got anything on me...
Shut up. Hello? Give me Captain Norton. Yeah, Norton.
If you think you got anything on me...
You said that before, son.
Hold it. Captain Norton, this is Jack Packard. What's that? What do you mean, where did we vanish to? That's so? Never mind that. Listen. There's a big brownstone house at 1637 Sunshine Boulevard. Yes, 1637. Well, if you'll send an ambulance around to that address, you might find something that'll interest you very much in the basement. Yeah, in the basement. Me? Oh, I'm at Sonny Richards' house at the moment. No, not for long. I'll be going over to Phil Terry's room at the hospital in a few minutes. Okay. Get that ambulance out in a hurry. Bye. And that's that.
What are you trying to do? Take me for a ride?
Scared the pants off of you, didn't we, kid?
Nuts.
I thought you'd be interested in that conversation, Arthur.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because two men were shot over there with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about it?
I thought maybe you could tell us what about it.
Are you crazy?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, what should I know about two mugs getting shot? I'm laying here in bed with a broken arm.
Mm-hmm. Doc.
Yeah?
Pull the covers off him.
Hey, what's the idea?
Jack said to pull the covers off you, fella.
You let me alone.
There. Hey, Jack. He's got his clothes on.
So I see.
You two cheap gangsters.
Never mind that. Why are you in bed with your clothes on?
Because I feel like it.
Just plain like to sleep that way, huh, fella?
Got his shoes on, too, Doc?
Nope, no shoes.
And I haven't had any on. I was cold, so I put on some clothes and I got back into bed.
Mm-hmm. This your closet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's your shoes, all right.
That's what I've been telling you.
Your shoes, all right, Arthur, only you haven't been telling us the truth.
Oh, yes, I have.
No, because the inside of the shoes are still warm from having been worn. Well.
Well, what?
So it was your face I saw at the basement window of that other house.
Hey, Jack.
It was. Wasn't it, Arthur?
I ain't talking.
Jack, you mean it was Arthur here who sprayed them two guys with a shotgun?
That's right.
Arthur, you sure enough done that?
I ain't talking, I said.
But, fella, you maybe saved our lives.
Who cares about that?
Well, son, I do, for one.
Well, that isn't the question. What I want to know is, why did you do it?
Do what?
Now, look, Arthur, that's just being silly. We know you did it, so stop acting.
Yeah?
What do you know about those men? How did you know they were taking us there?
That's funny. Sounds just as though I hear somebody talking.
Well, doing what you done made things a lot easier for us, feller. Won't you come clean, and maybe we could make it easier for you?
I tell you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do.
What do you mean?
We thought maybe you'd like to keep this a secret.
Yeah?
Yes. But if you're not going to talk, we'll have to discuss it with Sonny and your brother Phil.
No, you ain't telling nothing to Sonny and Phil.
You don't want them to know?
That's all I asked. Don't tell Sonny and Phil.
Why not?
You heard what Phil said to me. You heard him say if he ever heard of me with a gun again, he'd turn me over to the cops.
But, fella, you said you didn't know nothing about it.
I don't, but if you tell Phil, he'll think I did.
Son, it looks to me like you're almighty afraid of your brother Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm his brother. I know.
Phil, I hope you don't mind us using your room for a conference hall.
The pleasure's all mine, Packard. Anything to break the monotony.
As long as we don't tire you.
When I get tired, Sonny, you'll hear about it.
That's a promise.
Arthur.
Yes, Phil?
Where's the wheelchair?
I'm through with that baby carriage stuff.
Yeah? How's the arm?
It's in a cast. How do I know?
Well, are we all here?
No, we're waiting for Leslie Marks.
Sonny's attorney? What's he got to do with this?
Well, he's in on this with the rest of us. Oh, Reggie.
Yes, Jack?
Open that window. We need a little air in here.
Right.
Draft on you, Sonny?
No, it smells good.
Fog thick enough out there to spit on your bread.
Hey, Long.
Talking to me?
That's right. What are you sitting over there by the door for?
I like it over here.
Yeah, I see you do. Why?
Just a hunch, I reckon.
Knock means he doesn't get caught in the same predicament twice.
I still don't get it.
The last time we were all together in this room, we had visitors.
With guns.
Oh, so that's it.
That's it, fella. Should visitors come again, we're kind of spread out and fighting formation.
I see. You by the door, Packett here by the bed, and York over by the window.
And now you know as much as we do.
But that's fantastic. They wouldn't dare try the same thing again.
You can't tell what a bunch of torpedoes will do. It's just like I always said. Oh, I'll get it. Oh, well, come on in, fella. It's Leslie Mark.
Yes. You were expecting me, I believe?
Yes, come in. Have a chair.
Hello, Leslie.
Good evening, Sonny. How are you, Terry?
Don't bother to ask.
Very well. How's the arm, Arthur?
It's broke. How'd you think it was?
Well, all very pleasant.
Arthur, that's awful.
So what?
Phil, you should say something to Arthur about his manners.
What's the matter with him?
Well, you heard how rude he was to Leslie.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Never mind, Sonny.
But I do mind. You've been a good friend to me, and I don't care what anybody says or thinks.
What's that?
What?
Has someone been saying I haven't been a good friend to you?
Oh, I didn't mean...
Sure, Marks. I say it.
I see, Terry. That explains a lot of things.
It does?
Yes, I've noticed an antagonism in you against me, and I never understood it until now.
He never understood it till now.
But if you think I've taken advantage of Sonny in some manner, then naturally I can understand your resentment.
That's what I call real deduction.
Phil, I'm interested.
You keep out of this, Packard. Do you mind telling me why you think Marks is taking advantage of Sonny? And in what way? I said for you to keep out of this.
All right, let it go.
But Phil, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Leslie, do you know what Phil's talking about?
I think so.
Well, for heaven's sake, let's hear it.
Phil's disliked me ever since I refused to give you extra money from the estate to maintain him here in this hospital.
Oh, no, Leslie.
Marks, you said the one thing that you shouldn't ever have said.
Nevertheless, Terry, I believe I'm stating facts. Sonny has paid every expense you've incurred since you were injured a year ago, and I might state that there were plenty of expenses.
Leslie, I forbid you to say another
and
word.
And furthermore, Terry, Sonny's been keeping this lazy, good-for-nothing brother of yours.
What did you call me?
Arthur, you shut up.
What did you call me, Marks?
I called you a lazy, good-for-nothing.
Arthur!
Arthur! Water glass came within an inch of my hip.
I intended for it to brain you.
Arthur!
I'll kill that tinhorn lawyer.
Arthur, I'm talking to you.
What do you want?
Come over here to the bed.
Phil!
Come over here to the bed. Now then.
Phil, don't hit me.
Don't hit you. Why, you little baby-faced punk, I got a notion to smear your nose all over your face. You hear me?
Phil, let go of my collar, you're choking me.
What do you mean, saying you'll kill anybody? Answer me. What do you mean by it?
Phil, you're choking me.
Oh, Phil,
answer
please.
Answer me, punk.
You heard what he said about us.
And I told you to stay out of it, didn't I?
But you can't do anything, you're a cripple, Phil. Oh, Phil.
Don't ever say that to me again. You hear?
Yes, Phil.
Now go and sit down. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what everybody thinks. I'm a cripple. Well, supposing I am.
Oh, no, Phil.
I said supposing I am.
Here, Arthur, drink this. Make your throat feel better. All right.
Well, isn't anybody going to answer me?
Phil, we're getting entirely away from the matter we gathered here to discuss.
What do I know about what you came here to discuss? You called the meeting?
Yes. But I haven't had a chance to get a word in edgewise so far.
Well, you got the floor now, haven't you?
All right. I suppose you all know by this time that I went out to interview Donald Robert Lincoln and got thrown into jail for my trouble.
Yeah, that was great work.
Uh-huh. But I did accomplish one purpose. I've finally given the police a clue to this gang that's been working against us.
What is that?
The service garage where Lincoln has work done on his cars is definitely connected with the mob.
Hey, Jack, I thought you wasn't supposed to tell that.
Well, it's not supposed to be known generally. It's all right among ourselves.
The police are watching that garage?
Yes, but that's a side issue. What I really wanted to tell you was a little incident that happened to Doc and me last night after we were released from jail. Or rather, I want Doc to tell it.
Well, why me, Jack?
Never mind. Let's go out.
Okay. Well, me and Jack come out of the jail and got into Sonny's car that I had parked outside and started for home. When all of a sudden, a couple of torpedoes come up out of the back seat and poke shooting pistols in the backs of her neck.
Doc, more gunmen?
That's right, Sonny.
You boys seem to be plenty unpopular in this town.
Ain't it the truth? Well, they made me drive to a big brown stone house over on Sunshine Street, not so far from here. Then they took us inside.
It was their headquarters?
No, it wasn't, fella. It was a vacant house. Anyway, from their conversation, they was all set to take us down in the basement and finish up the little jobs their playmates messed up on out on the desert.
They were going to kill you?
Well, that was the object of meeting.
Only going down the stairs to the basement in the dark, me and Jack done a high dive and got out of their spotlight.
You did what?
They had a flash on us. We dived down the stairs.
But you might have been killed.
Well, shucks, a broken neck or hot lead in your gizzard, you're just as dead either way. Anyway, after that we played hide-and-go-seek for quite a while with them, when all of a sudden, bam, and somebody let them have it with both barrels of a sawed-off shotgun.
There was somebody else in the basement, too?
No, no. They shot from outside through the basement window.
He killed them both?
Uh-uh. He was too far off. He just sprayed them with buckshot. But it's good enough. It laid them out long enough for me and Jack to put ropes on them and call the police to come and get them.
So now the police have seven members of the gang.
Yeah, the five we picked up on the desert and these two mugs.
That's an interesting point, don't you think so, Marks?
What's that? I don't follow you.
I mean, if the big boss isn't careful, he's gonna just about find himself out of gunmen.
Why do you address that to me?
I just thought you might have an opinion.
There seems to be an insinuation behind your remarks.
You haven't an opinion?
No.
I have.
For good, Terry. Let's hear it.
I'd say offhand the Richard curse that's been giving Sonny here so much trouble has turned into a gang fight.
Does, doesn't it?
In which case, the more gunmen the police round up, the less trouble Sonny's going to have with the curse.
I differ with you there, Mark.
Why?
Because no matter how many mugs we round up, Sonny's not going to have any peace until we put our finger on the leader.
Oh, yes, the leader.
How do you figure that, Packin?
Well, this riffraff we picked up aren't important. They're just doing what they're told. The man we want is the boss, who knows why. The man who knows why it's important that every man who comes closely associated with Sonny must be killed off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the guy we've got to get.
You really believe that's at the bottom of all this trouble? Someone is trying to keep men away from Sonny?
I know that's it.
But why? That's the thing I can't understand. Why, what difference does it make to anyone who I see or know?
Well, if we knew that fella, then we'd probably know who the buzzard was.
Wait a minute.
Well, Marks?
I'm beginning to understand your insinuation a moment ago, Packard.
Yes?
Anyone interested enough in Sonny to want to keep men away from her would have to be someone close to her.
I think so. Don't you?
Yes. As her attorney and executor, I'm closer to Sonny than anyone else.
Right.
I'm the only man who has been close to her over the past year who hasn't been a victim of the curse.
Let's say the victim of the gang. That's more accurate.
Yes. Therefore, I'm the logical man to suspect.
Now, that's what I call a beautiful analysis.
However, you're wrong.
Maybe.
And I'll point out the flaw in your reasoning.
Go ahead.
What have I to lose or gain by Sonny's association with other men?
That doesn't prove anything. Somebody's guilty and somebody's got a reason. You may have a secret reason just as much as anyone else.
But I haven't.
That's what you say.
I say, Jack.
That's right.
You say it has to be someone close to Sonny.
It seems logical.
Well, who is there closely associated with her? I mean, besides Marks here.
Well, there's Phil Terry here.
Yeah, I'm a great candidate. I got the worst deal of anybody so far. At least the others are dead and out of their misery.
Phil, dear.
And don't call me dear.
Don't call you dear.
No.
But why?
Well, you're going to marry Packard, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
That's why.
To get back to the subject. After Phil comes Arthur here.
Yeah. He'd make a great leader for a mob, wouldn't he?
I'm just naming over possibilities.
Little Arthur here sure has all the makings.
He won't have when I get through working on him.
I'm doing all right.
Listen, kid, I'm going to make a man out of you if I have to kill you doing it.
Yeah.
Now, we're drifting again. I've got one more candidate.
Well, who's that, Jack?
Donald Robert Lincoln.
Oh, but that's absurd, Jack. Mr. Lincoln isn't close to me.
He was very close to your father. Supposing this thing reaches
Lincoln,
back.
Lincoln, Packard, I think you've got something there.
What do you mean?
I just remember something about Donald Robert Lincoln. About 6 months before Sonny's father was killed, Lincoln and Mr. Richard had a deal.
Oh!
Leslie!
Jack, the shot came through the window. There he goes down the fire escape.
Go get him. Doc, go with Reggie.
You bet
here,
you.
Here, let me see.
Leslie.
What does anybody care?
Arthur, you mustn't say that.
Yeah, that mug's had it coming for a long time.
At least there's one thing we know. That Marks feller ain't gonna die.
He's a long way from being dead. Close that door, will you, Reggie?
It's quiet.
But now that we got the library to ourselves, let's give this business a quick going over.
I'd say it was about time.
Yeah, I don't know which end I'm standing on half the time.
Now, before we get into that, what about that torpedo?
The feller it shot Marks?
Yeah.
Well, he got clean away in the fog.
I know that. Either of you get a good look at him?
In this weather? Well, feller, the fog's so thick outside.
How about you, Reggie?
Not a bit of it. Right on top of the shooting, I looked out the window and saw the ballet blighter going down the fire escape. If I'd had a gun, I could have potted him easily.
Didn't see his face at all?
No.
Well, that shooting brought to light a couple of interesting possibilities.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you recall what Marks was saying just before he was shot?
He's crying. You just mentioned Donald Robert Lincoln as a possible leader of the mob that's doing this dirty work.
Oh, yeah, and Marks had just remembered something. Something about a deal between old Moneybags Lincoln and Sonny's papa, just before he is shot.
Exactly. Could it be that the gunman shot at that particular moment to prevent Marks from finishing what he was about to tell us?
Hey! But if that's true, then that would just about prove that Lincoln is the chap they were looking for.
Yeah, gunplay to cover up something in Lincoln's past.
That's one of the possibilities. Another one is the fact that Leslie Marks was only shot in the shoulder.
Huh? What does that prove?
Well, doesn't it seem a bit odd that Marks wasn't shot dead? Marks was sitting less than 15 feet from the window. I could have done a better job than that with a slingshot.
No, fella, I don't think that proves anything. If all the bad shots in this world was laid end to end, besides that, he was standing on a fire escape and anxious to make his getaway. No, I don't think bad shooting proves a thing.
Well, maybe you're right, but listen to my theory anyway.
Well, spill it.
Well, this is built on the assumption that Leslie Marks is the mob leader.
I say, and one of his own men shot him?
Yeah.
You mean they're turning on him?
No, it was a plant. We've talked so much about Marks being close to Sonny and not being bothered, he had to do something about it. So what does he do? He plants one of his men on the fire escape with instructions to shoot him in our presence.
Mm, Joe, what a chance he was taking.
Not if he knew his gunman. Some of these torpedoes can shoot the eyes off a fly.
Oh, boy, it'd sure be an alibi hard to beat.
Exactly. We saw him shot down, so naturally he'd be the last man in the world we'd suspect as the gang leader.
So now we've got our choice between Lincoln and Marks.
Yeah, and I put my money on Lincoln.
You don't like my theory about Marks, huh?
Well, fella, if you want the truth, I don't.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know. I just don't. Sounds just a little bit like something they'd think up in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. I'd still like to know why the gunman didn't kill Marks at 15 feet, though.
That's quite. Or why didn't he step into the room and finish up the job proper? None of us was armed. I mean to say, he took a bally chance making his escape down four stories on the fire escape.
Well, don't get me wrong. I still think Marks is a good possibility.
And now there's something else that's stuck out in our conversation over there like a sore thumb. Either of you get it?
I guess I slipped up.
Reggie?
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, there was one thing.
Yes, I thought you'd get it, because you weren't with Doc and me when we were taken to the brownstone house.
Well, I still don't get what you're talking about.
Well, you told the story of how the two gunmen held us up and took us down to the basement of the house. Then you said, all of a sudden, bam, somebody shot him with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, Phil asked, was there someone else in the basement? And you said, no, the shot came from the basement window.
Yeah?
Well?
Well, I guess I'm just plain dumb.
Well, don't you see, Doc? The subject was dropped right there. Not a single person in the room asked who fired the shotgun. And all the time, that was the thing I wanted to know most. I wasn't there, so naturally I wanted to know if you and Jack knew who fired the shots.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But don't you see? It was just as though everyone in the room knew who shot those two gunmen.
Yeah. Well, even Sonny didn't ask.
Not only Sonny, but Phil Terry and Leslie Marks.
And Phil's brother, Arthur.
Well, there was a good reason why Arthur wasn't curious.
There was?
Yes, we haven't had a chance to tell you before, Reggie, but Arthur wasn't curious because it was Arthur who did the shooting.
Oh, look here, you're sure?
Well, we practically caught him red-handed. But will you tell me why Phil and Marks and Sonny didn't ask?
You think they knew?
Well, they knew something.
But looky, you trust Sonny, don't you?
Naturally.
Well, couldn't we just get a hold of Sonny and get it out of her?
We might try. I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Why should Sonny be keeping anything from us? Why should she be keeping a secret with Marks and Phil Terry?
Well, of course, she has known Marks and Terry much longer than she's known us.
Yeah, but we're the ones who are trying to get her out of this mess.
Yeah, it does kind of make you wonder, don't it? When are we going to be able to see Marks?
Well, the doctor said not before tomorrow. Shock and the law.
Hey, we ain't expecting no telephone calls, are we?
Hello? Yeah? No, this is Reggie York. Yes, he's here. I say, Donald Rupp...
Hey, Reg!
Just quiet. Yeah. Yes, I'll tell him. Righto.
What's the matter, Reggie?
That was Donald Robert Lincoln. He wants us to come right out to his home.
Well, ain't he got a nice disposition?
And he said to hurry. It was important.
First he has Jack hit over the head and throwed in a calaboose, and now he invites him out to his home.
Oh, come on, we're wasting time.
You mean we're going?
Well, certainly we're going. Grab your hats.
Well, shouldn't we leave a note for Sonny? Well,
she's over at the hospital with Phil, isn't she?
Yes, quite.
Well, we needn't bother. We'll have to use her car, though.
Yes, down in front.
All right. We're all set.
What do you suppose this Lincoln feller's got on his mind?
It'll be interesting to see.
No, I still think we ought to leave word where we're going.
Why?
Oh, I smell a trap.
Well, what of it?
Yeah, we don't want the Marines galloping up to get us out of a hole.
Right on.
Here she is. You want me to drive, Jack?
All right. Oh, here, just a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, let's make sure there aren't any torpedoes planted in the back seat on this ride.
Hey, they wouldn't have the gall to try the same trick twice.
I guess you're right. Up in the back, Reggie.
Right.
Go ahead, slide under the wheel, Doc.
Yeah.
We're not going to a fire now, so take it easy.
Just a backseat driver at heart.
Get out! Get out of the car!
Man, oh man. Oh, it blowed right up in my hands.
You all right, Doc? Anybody hurt?
Don't tell me the automobile ain't dangerous.
Never mind that. Where's Reggie?
I say, here I am.
Are you all right?
Oh, I think so. I got out of the car, but the explosion knocked me flat.
Will you tell me what done that?
Certainly I'll tell you. One of our playful friends put a load of dynamite under the hood and wired it to the ignition. When you put your foot on the starter, it exploded.
Well, fella, we're having more fun than anybody.
You think so?
I say, Jack, is this the reason Donald Robert Lincoln was so anxious for us to come and see him?
Hey, you mean he's the one who had that exterminating powder put under the hood?
Well, that's what we want to find out. Come on.
Where are we heading for now?
Across the park to the hospital.
But hadn't we ought to get out to Lincoln?
Well, this way's shortest.
I said, hadn't we ought to get
out? No.
Okay, fella, you're the doctor. You coming, Reggie?
It's correct. Crowd's beginning to gather back at the wreck.
Yeah. If we're going to do much more of this 100-yard dash stuff, I'm going to get me a pair of running breeches.
Across the street. Okay. Now, come on, the elevator.
We're going up to Phil Terry's room?
No.
You mean we're going to Leslie Mark's room?
Yeah. Get in. Fourth floor, please.
But if the doctor said Mark's wasn't to be disturbed...
I still say Mark's was too slightly hurt for all the fuss that was made.
You sure are set on making Mark's the villain, fella.
All right, come on.
You know which room Marks was taken to?
Yeah, 432. Yeah, this is it here. Well,
now we're here, what?
Not a word. I'm going to see how quietly I can open this door.
Uh-huh. Got it?
Uh-huh. I'm going to open it, crack. Keep your ears cocked.
The situation is more desperate than it's ever been.
He's talking on the phone.
Shut up.
That's
listen.
What I've been telling you all along. We've got to fight fire with fire. Got our backs right up against the wall, and there's only...
Doc, you fool!
Who is that? Who's that in the hall?
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of good that does.
Who is that out in the hall?
Come on. Hello, Max. How's the shoulder?
What's this? What are you doing here?
We just came up to see how the latest victim of the Richard curse is doing.
You were standing outside my door listening.
Were we?
And that's pretty dirty politics. Got a fever, there's no telling what a man might say when he's light in the head.
Oh, you're light in the head.
A bullet in your shoulder is nothing to take lightly. I've caught myself talking to myself several times.
You were talking to yourself, huh?
What do you mean?
It sounded to us as though you were talking over the telephone.
That's ridiculous. I haven't the strength to lift a telephone receiver.
You know what happened to us just now?
Will you go away and leave me alone? I'm in no condition to have visitors.
Someone put dynamite under the hood of Sonny's car. We started to take a ride in it, and it blew up.
How did you escape?
We saw it coming, rolled out of the car. Max, why are you pretending to be so much worse off than you really are?
I'm not pretending.
Yes, you are.
Well, Packard, I'm scared.
Scared?
So scared, I'm going to stay right here in this hospital with this superficial wound until this mob of gunmen is wiped out.
Well, spank me for a baby. Yell.
I've been a target for a gunman once. That's plenty.
Mind if I use your phone?
Go ahead.
Outside, please. Who were you talking to on the phone?
I wasn't.
Uh-huh. Hello? Donald Robert Lincoln residence? This is the police department. I want to talk to Mr. Lincoln at once. Thank you.
Why are you calling Lincoln?
I'd rather know what you were about to tell us about Lincoln when you were shot.
And I've changed my mind about that.
You're not going to talk?
No.
Hello, Lincoln? This is Jack Packard. That's it, the man you had slugged and thrown into jail. I just wanted to tell you that someone just blew up our car, so we won't be able to keep our appointment with you. What's that? Well, the appointment you called about 10 minutes ago, and you... Oh, you didn't call. Uh-huh. Can you prove that? I see. Thank you. Marks Lincoln didn't call us. He's got an ironclad alibi.
What about it?
Just this. If Donald Robert Lincoln isn't the man we're after, then it's got to be you. Tell you, Captain, we've got our man. It's got to be the man.
You haven't got a thing on Leslie Marks, and you know it, Packard.
He's still the mastermind behind this mob.
Just the same, Jack, the captain's right. We ain't got nothing on him. Well, looky, the way he acted when you accused him face to face of being a gang leader...
How did he act?
Well, he just plumb laughed in our face.
Naturally.
I'm not through with him yet. I've got Reggie planted up on the fire escape outside his window. If he tries to pull anything while he's lying in bed pretending to be badly wounded, we'll trip him up.
If we can only pick up the gunman that shot him, it may help.
You know it won't. We've got seven of the mob down behind bars now. Have you been able to get any information out of them?
No.
Certainly not. They just won't talk. And I still say Leslie Marks had himself slightly wounded to turn suspicion from him.
Hey, Captain, not to change the subject, but you got any line on them fellas that put that dynamite under the hood of Sonny's car?
We've got a dragnet out.
Man, was that an explosion?
Oh, that's not essential here. They get back to Marks.
Packard, why are you so sure it's Marks?
Well, he's the logical man.
Why is he the logical man? You can't bring forth one single reason. There's not one way in which he benefits by keeping men away from Sonny Richards.
Well, there must be a reason. That's what's driving me nuts. The why. Why is he doing it? Why doesn't he want men around Sonny? Why is he trying so hard to get rid of Doc and Reggie and me?
You tell me why, and I'll personally go up and put handcuffs on him.
Wait a minute. Maybe we're getting somewhere. Doc.
Yeah?
Go up to Phil Terry's room and ask Sonny to come down here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and Doc.
Now what?
If Phil's brother Arthur's up there, bring him down too. Only park him outside until we're ready for him.
Why not?
Now what do you think you're going to do?
Look, Captain, we're going to stop looking for the man.
You're going to do what?
Yeah. For the moment, we're going to forget all about a mastermind. All we're going to try to find out now is why.
This thing is not turning your mind, is it?
No, look. All we're going to do is to try to dig out of Sonny something that might suggest a reason why someone would want to keep men away from her. Dig down into her mind. She must have the answer somewhere in her unconscious mind. She may not even know it's the answer. You see?
No, I don't. Will you tell me how you're going to dig information out of a girl's mind if she doesn't even know it's there?
Well, I don't know. But it's worth trying.
What do you want the kid for?
Arthur? Well, he knows something, and I'm going to get it out of him.
Something about the case?
Yes. I didn't tell you before, but little Arthur was the one who sprayed those two torpedoes with buckshot. Those two men you picked up in the basement of that brownstone house.
The kid did that?
Yes. He won't admit it, but I know he did.
Well, then he saved your lives.
Yeah, maybe. But more important, I want to know how he happened to be at the brownstone house. How he happened to have a sawed-off shotgun. And why he went to all the pains of getting out of bed with a broken arm to come to our rescue.
Yeah, it looks like a good bet. Why didn't you tell me this before?
Yeah, because I thought I...
They're waiting in here.
Come on in, Sonny.
What is it now? Doc wouldn't tell me anything.
Shut the door, Doc.
Yeah.
I think you've met Captain Norton before, Sonny.
Yes.
Sit down here, Miss Richards.
Thank you.
Sonny, this is very important. I want you to think before you answer each question. Now think. Did anyone ever say to you, you must never marry?
No.
You're sure about that? For any reason whatever, at any time in the past?
Yes, Jack, I'm sure. Not for any reason.
Well, then, did anyone ever express a dislike of seeing you in men's company?
That's an awfully hard question to answer.
Why?
Well, for instance, my father used to say to me that he wished I wouldn't go out with certain boys. And then after Father died, Leslie Marks urged me not to go around with Phil.
Hey, he did?
Oh, but that's nothing. Even Phyllis said that he wished I wouldn't be seen with certain men he didn't like. I mean, it's so hard to answer because, well, almost every man that's close to a girl disapproves of at least one other man.
But none of them disapproved of you going out with all men.
Oh, no. It was just men they personally disliked.
Uh-huh. Would you mind answering a personal question?
Oh, yes, if I can.
How many men have been in love with you?
Oh, Captain, that's an impossible question.
Well, all right, let me be more specific. Would you mind naming for us the men who have proposed marriage to you?
Well, that's very personal.
I said it was. Do you mind?
Well, Phil, of course.
We know that.
And then, well, there were two boys while I was in college, Hugh Bartlett and Jimmy Pearson.
They're in San Diego now?
Oh, no. Hugh's back going to Annapolis. Jimmy's got some kind of a job with an oil company in the Philippines.
Well, that lets them out. Go on.
Oh, I hate to say this, but Judge Morton...
Old Judge Morton proposed marriage to you?
Now, wait a minute. Isn't he the old friend of your father's that fell down your front steps and was killed?
Yes, that happened only a week or two after he asked me to marry him.
But he was old enough to be your father.
I know. I was a little bit ashamed of it.
The old fool. Go on.
The only other person was... Oh, please don't get the wrong impression. He was very kind and understanding.
You're talking about Leslie Marks, aren't you?
Yes.
I think that's all, Sonny. Any more questions, Captain?
No.
Sonny, I think the case is all wrapped up. You're the same as freed from the Richard curse now and forever.
You know who's behind all this?
Yes, and now I think we know the reason why.
But who is it?
Wait just a little while longer, just a few minutes.
Well, may I tell this much to Phil?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I hope you know what you're talking about.
Let her out, Doc.
You are telling me the truth, aren't you?
Positively.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
You want Arthur? He's outside.
Shut the door for a minute. Well, there you are, Captain. There's your reason why. Leslie Marks wanted Sonny for himself. When he couldn't have her, he went a little crazy and determined to keep everyone else away from her.
It's a reason, all right, but it's not good enough.
Not good enough?
How are you going to prove it?
I don't need any more proof.
Well, the courts do. You haven't got a single thread of evidence.
Well, Doc, bring Arthur in here.
You bet you. All right, Arthur. Come on in, son, and meet the law.
It's all right, Arthur. Come on in, sit down. This is Arthur, Phil Terry's brother, Captain.
Yeah, I've heard about you. How are you, Arthur?
I hate cops.
Oh, do you indeed?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just too bad. What have we ever done to antagonize you?
I just don't like you, see?
Yeah, I'm beginning to.
Okay, now we got that straight. What do you want?
Arthur, why did you take the trouble of shooting those two thugs in the basement of the Brownstone house last night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to tell us if it's the last thing you do, so you might as well open up and make it easy for yourself. How did you know those gunmen were going to take us there?
What gunmen? Where?
Where did you get that sawed-off shotgun you used?
I've never even seen a sawed-off shotgun in my life.
Where did you get that shotgun?
I tell you...
Where did you get that shotgun?
Oh, go take a jump at yourself.
You see, Arthur, we know more than you think we know. We know who the head of the mob is now.
No. No, no, you don't.
We not only know who he is, but why he's been carrying on this reign of terror.
I don't believe it.
We certainly do. All we're trying to get out of you is your part of it. Everything else is all tied up.
Now I know you're lying.
What's that?
Sure, because if you knew the head of the gang, you'd know where I stood. Know everything, huh? You don't know nothing.
Packard, I think you better let me take this boy down to police headquarters.
You ain't got anything on me.
Shooting two men with a sawed-off shotgun? I think we got plenty on you, son.
I didn't. That's not true.
Unless you want to come clean, you're going to go with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know nothing, see?
Under those circumstances, young man, you may consider yourself...
You expecting a call, Captain?
No.
Nothing. Hello? Reggie, where are you? What's that? You say... Well, stay right where you are. We're coming. Captain, that was Reggie. Leslie Marks has been shot to death in his bed.
Hey, what you talking about?
Murder, shot in the hallway. Come on.
Hey, where did you say that girl Sonny was going?
Well, Sonny, well, she said she is going to Phil's room.
What's that?
Yeah, Sonny's up in Phil Terry's room.
And Phil, the best news in the world. I've just come from Jack and Captain Norton.
Captain Norton?
Yes, he's from the police department. He and Jack and Doc are questioning people down in the hospital waiting room.
Well, so Packard's called in the police, huh?
But Philly's been working with the police hired along.
What are they doing down there?
They're questioning people.
They question you?
Yes, and the strangest questions I ever heard. They've got Arthur down there now.
Arthur?
Yes, and they told me the most wonderful news.
What sort of questions did they ask you, Sonny?
Well, aren't you interested in the news?
I asked you what sort of questions they asked you.
Why, mostly about my personal life. First, did anyone ever forbid me going around with men?
Ask you that, huh?
Yeah, and then they asked me for the list of all the men who'd ever proposed marriage to me.
Makes quite a list, don't it? With Jack Packard's name at the head of the list.
Oh, Phil, I've got something to confess to you now. I mean, it's all right to tell it now.
What's that?
I'm not in love with Jack Packard.
What's that?
No. I'm sorry I had to hurt you by pretending that I was... But he said it was necessary to make people think we were going to marry.
So you ain't in love with Packard?
No. It was just a trap to draw the fire of whoever has been doing all these horrible things.
So that was it. How come you're telling me this now?
But that's it. There's no longer any need for secrecy.
No?
No. They know who the man is. And they're going to arrest him in just a few minutes.
Who told you that?
Jack, just now. He said to give them a few minutes more to clean up the details.
Did he happen to mention the name of this man?
No, he wouldn't tell. He said in a few minutes...
You're sure he knows?
Oh, yes. I think that's why he has Captain Norton with him, to make the arrest.
Mm-hmm. Sonny.
Yes, Phil.
Why shouldn't you know who this killer is, like the rest of them?
Well, I don't know.
I think it's a dirty shame holding out on you.
Oh, Phil, I don't know what you mean.
It's very simple, Sonny. I think you ought to know. So I'm going to tell you.
You're going to tell me?
That's right. If I wasn't a bedridden cripple, I wouldn't have time to tell you because I'd be making my getaway.
Phil, what do you say?
But the way things are, there's no possible chance for escape.
Oh, Phil, stop talking like that.
Sure, I'm the guy. I'm the leader of the mob. It was a mighty good mob, too, until them three Boy Scouts busted in here.
Phil, it isn't true.
Sure, it's true. I've been head of the mob for 3 years, and after I was hurt, I kept right on being head of the mob.
Why did you do this to me? What did I ever do to you that you should surround me with murder and horror?
You don't know why.
No.
Well, then I'll tell you why. When I woke up in this hospital and saw I wasn't ever going to have you, I made up my mind right then that nobody else was going to have you either.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
And that still goes, see?
Phil, where did you get that gun?
I've been saving it. I knew this had happened sometime. I've been saving it.
For me?
That's right. If I can't have you, no one else is going to have you either.
Leslie Marsh sure is dead this time. How did it happen, Reg?
So fast it was all over before I knew what was going on. I was watching outside his window on the fire escape. Marks was sitting up in bed talking on the phone. Well, suddenly the hall doorway there whipped open and a hand holding a revolver poked through and... Well, that's all there was to it.
You didn't get a look at him?
No, Captain. Nothing but the fist with the gun in it.
Well, the hospital's surrounded. No one who can't be positively identified is allowed through the police lines.
Well, what's the matter, Jack? Mark's kicking off seems to have knocked you all in a heap.
Yeah, it has.
I never thought he was such a good friend of ours.
Friend nothing. I'm up a stump. All my theories been knocked into a cock hat.
He's crying. Now we know Marx isn't the mob leader.
Careful, Packett. I wouldn't touch anything until the medical examiner arrives.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter, fella?
Captain Norton, there's an envelope in Mark's pajama pocket.
What's that?
Might throw some light on the situation. How about getting it?
Letter? Oh, yes, of course.
You'll have to turn the body over a little.
Not any more than necessary.
All right. Easy with him, Doc.
Yep.
There. Hold it. I can reach it. Hold it.
You got it?
Yeah, let him roll back.
I see. It's a sealed envelope.
Well, we'll see about this.
Now, what about it?
Well, listen to this. To whom it may concern. In case of my sudden demise, be it known that the estate of Sonny Richards is intact and in good condition, as the records in my office will testify. If I have in any way appeared violent and desperate of late, it was for no other reason than sheer nerves. I'm not a brave man, and for the past 6 months, it has seemed to me I've been staring death straight in the face. I've seen those close to Sonny die right and left and always expected with my turn next. I don't know why this has happened or who is doing it. My first impulse was to turn Sonny's estate over to the court and get out, but I couldn't. I was afraid to stay on, but more afraid to admit I was a coward. Since I've been attacked once before, there's every reason to believe I'll be attacked again. Next time, probably fatally. So I write this letter. Leslie Marks.
Dully pathetic.
Well, Jack, you sure enough had Leslie Marks all wrong.
Well, it looks like it. I wonder if...
I get it. Hello? Who's quiet? Yes, he's right here. Captain Norton, it's one of your men.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Yeah, you got him. Good, bring him right up here. Yeah, to Marks' room. Fine. What's that? I see. Cleaned out the place, huh? That's good. Tell Mahoney to book him incommunicado. All right.
Caught our gunman?
I'll say they caught him, got him trying to get through the lines in an intern's white uniform.
We're trying to play it smart, huh?
But that's not all. The plainclothes men raided the service garage.
And the garage where Donald Robert Lincoln's car was stolen from?
Picked up four men wanted by the police for a long time.
Hey, you police boys are doing all right.
That should just about round up the whole mob, Captain. You already have seven in the clink. This torpedo you picked up downstairs and the four at the garage make 12. It's a pretty good-sized gang in itself.
I'll say all except the leader.
Yeah, a man we really want. Look, Captain, you don't need us for the moment.
I'd like one of you to stay.
Now, how about it, Reggie?
I don't.
All right, come on with me, Doc.
Sure. Where are we heading for now?
Down the hall to Phil Terry's room.
Sonny's there.
I know. I hate to have to break the news of Mark's death to her.
Yeah, she believed in him right straight through.
Well, the quicker she knows about it, the quicker she'll get over it.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
Hey... Sonny's crying.
Come on.
Hey, Jack. Jack, Phil Terry's got a gun.
Yeah, so I got a gun. Now you don't. Come away from that door.
What's all this about?
Close that door, Peckin.
Sure.
And don't try to run for it, because if you do, I'll drill Sonny right through the heart.
You'll kill Sonny?
Yeah. Now close the door. Come over and line up alongside Sonny at the foot of the bed. Both of you.
Yeah, sure.
So you know who the leader of the mob is.
Who told you that?
Sonny did.
You told me everything, didn't you, Sonny?
I wish I were dead. I don't want to live.
Well, don't worry, Sonny. I'm going to take care of that, too, along with your two boyfriends here.
So Sonny told you that we knew the mob leader.
Yeah, what's so funny about that?
Nothing. Only it looks like you've gone off half-cocked.
Yeah?
Yes, you see, when we told Sonny that, we thought that Leslie Marks was the man.
Marks, huh?
Yes, it never occurred to us that you were the man until we walked into this room just now and found you so hot and bothered.
I see. So I played it dumb.
Well, that's always the way it is with the smart boys. Sooner or later, they make that one big mistake. And that's the end.
Okay, I can take it. Curtains for me. But curtains for a lot of other smart guys, too.
Oh, gonna shoot us like dogs, huh, fella?
Oh, that amuses you.
Not very much. But looky, Phil, I can see why you might be mad at Jack and me. But what did you want to go bothering Sonny for? You ain't never had no better friend than Sonny.
Oh, please.
What do you think all the shooting's been about?
How you mean?
When I came to in this hospital and found I was never going to have Sonny, I promised myself nobody else was going to have her either.
And that just about explains everything.
Yeah. Now that I'm washed up, I'm still going to see that no one else has Sonny.
Uh-huh. I get you.
Tell me something, Phil.
Well?
Did you organize your gang after you were brought to the hospital?
That's a pretty dumb question. How can you organize a mob in a hospital?
Then you were in the business before.
That's right.
But Sonny said you was a pro at the golf club.
Sure. Swell blind and put me right next to the best people.
One more question. The death of Sonny's parents in that plane crash was none of your doing.
No, it was an accident as far as I know.
And your own auto wreck was an accident?
That's right.
But all the rest of the deaths were the work of your gunman.
Correct.
Well, guess that's all. You got any more questions, Doc?
Nope.
Sonny?
No.
Well, here we are, Phil.
Yeah, as you say, here you are. All lined up in a row. I ain't shot a rod since I've been in this place. But I guess I'll do all right.
Yeah, and at 6 feet, you should ought to be terrific.
Who's that?
Hello, Phil.
Arthur. What are you doing here?
Wasn't you expecting me?
What are you doing with that rod?
Well, you've got one, Phil. We're brothers. We're just alike.
Didn't I tell you the next time I caught you?
Sure, Phil. Only this time it's different.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've known for a long time you was head of that mob. That was all right. I knew you were having folks pumped off. That was all right, too. But I kind of took a liking to Packard and Doc Long here.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I took that sawed-off shotgun down to the brownstone house and blasted two of your torpedoes.
Yeah, I was afraid that's how it was.
Sure. That wasn't all right. And no matter how I acted, I think Sonny's a swell girl. So what you got in mind now ain't all right either.
Why, you little sawed-off meaty mouth.
You ain't ever gonna slap me around or choke me again, Phil. I don't hate you, Phil. I wish I wasn't gonna do what I'm gonna do.
I wish you was a swell brother a fella could be proud of.
Arthur,
now, looky, Arthur, you two fellas are...
Shut up! Go on, kid, get out of here. Beat it.
No!
I'm warning you. Beat it.
Goodbye, Phil. No!
Oh, get Terry's gun, Doc.
I got it.
Arthur!
That's all right, sir. He's gone.
Jack, come over here to bed. Phil's going fast.
What's that?
Yeah, little Arthur wasn't such a bad shot himself.
Here, let's see.
Let me alone. I'm washed up.
Huh? About Arthur?
He didn't know what hit him.
Yeah, crazy little punk. I
always told him I'd make a man out of him. Or kill him, trying.
Looks like you did both, fella. He sure was plenty of man for my money a minute ago.
Well, so long.
Turn those propellers over again, Reggie.
Righto.
All right, hold up.
Fella, this is what I call an airplane job. Boy, if it ain't.
Well, that's all we can do this afternoon. What time is it?
About 6 o'clock.
Let's call it a day. Come on down, Reggie.
Righto.
Well, here she is. Our very own airplane all ready for us. Why, it don't seem any time since we was grousing around because we had to wait 2 weeks for the factory to get it ready.
Yeah, these last 2 weeks have passed in a hurry, haven't they?
Well, roll your sleeves down, Reggie. It's all for tonight.
I think we'll be ready to take off by tomorrow afternoon. Don't you, Jack?
Then look out, Central America.
Well, we can't get out of San Diego any too fast to suit me after what happened last night.
You mean Phil and Arthur using each other for shooting targets?
Quiet.
Forget it. We're going to have a busy time if we get away tomorrow. Reggie, you'll have to finish up the work on the plane.
Suits me.
Doc, it's up to you to get our clearance papers for the ship and see to our passports.
Yeah, I'll get them out and dust them off. Feller, I don't know when I've been so head up. Central America, doggone!
It does promise a bit of adventure, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Dad,
if it don't...
What?
Hey, that's Sonny's boy. Well,
what's she doing out here at the airport?
Hey, Sonny, here we are.
I thought I'd catch you out here.
Jove, I hope there isn't any more trouble.
Hello, boy. How's the plane coming?
Fine, fine. We're pulling out tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Why? Is there anything the matter?
Very much the matter.
Yeah, well, what?
Me.
Well, what you mean, you?
What do you think I mean? You're going to pull out and I'm stuck here. You think I like this place any better than you do after what's happened? Phil and Arthur and Leslie Marks?
Fine. A bit like a morgue.
Yes. Well, you three have been so swell to me. I know it's an imposition, but I just couldn't help asking one thing more.
Well, let's have it, fella. What do you want?
Well, take me where you
are. Oh, look here. Hey, we're going down into the Central American jungle.
I can't think of any better place to forget than you. Won't you please? I'll pay my way and I won't be any bother. I mean, just because I'm a girl won't matter. Anything goes. What I don't like, I won't see.
Well, now, I don't know about that. What do you say, Jack?
Well, we could use some more money.
Yeah, we are going to be kind of short of dough when we get all our equipment.
Oh, look here
now, please,
fellas.
Please. You mean you'll consider it?
Why not, if Doc and Reggie agree?
Well, it ain't the way we planned it, but as you say, why not?
Reggie?
Oh, I say, a girl!
Oh, Reggie, are you going to...
Oh, I say you're not going to cry.
I am too. I'm so disappointed.
But I haven't said you couldn't go. Oh, look here, will you stop those valley tears?
Then I can go?
Yes, fine, but I bloody well don't like it.
Oh, Reggie, you're wonderful.
Reggie, son.
What?
Doggone, fella. But you sure are a sucker for winning.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Forson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.